Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. I swear I'm here. I swear. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast. Daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports has a grand reopening coming up on Saturday. I will be there at 10 a.m. So beautiful. What a handsome boy. Hi, handsome boy. With me in attendance will be the dogs. Because immediately after going up to all four dogs, this has never, ever happened. Where all four dogs, I've never taken a dog with me on a remote broadcast ever. Well, I guess I should say in appearance. But I am this time because immediately after it, I'm going up to Fear Bunker North. Spend time with Charity Scam Mike and Danny Terrio. And I don't want to have to go because Rockford is due north. Like at least 30 miles. So I don't want to be up there and then come all the way back just to get the dogs. So I'm going up to Impact Power Sports with the dogs. Stevie, I know you have wanted to spend a lot of quality time with O'Neill, your favorite dog. It's a perfect opportunity for you. All right? Perfect opportunity for you to hang out with your boy, O'Neill. I will literally hand you his leash and say, Enjoy this handsome boy. You can give him treats. You can give him water. Holy cow. It'd be fantastic for you. Darla will be there. Bruce will be there. Benny the one-eyed wonder dog will be there. So that's all Saturday, 10 a.m. at Impact Power Sports in Rockford, Michigan. I plan on being there till around noon, maybe a little bit after. You can also take a ride on a brand new ATV, side-by-side, motorcycle, golf cart, whatever you want. So make the time. You don't have to stay there the whole time. But honestly, the only reason why, probably the reason why people want to go out the most is to see the dogs. Not me. Maybe the equipment. But have fun, and they'll sell you one cheap. Thank you to them. They are at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. A lot to get to today. Today is Halloween. We've got the kids are getting ready. It's going to be awesome. Pooh Bear, as usual, has spent big money in honor of her dad, because that was the way Jerry did it. Jerry was her dad. He's gone now. And he would, you know, kids would come to the door and he's giving out these full-size candy bars. And then you got the poverty candy for the loser kids that no one knows. And I said to her, I go, I don't know if this is a good idea. And she's like, why? I go, well, I think you should have big candy bars for everyone. You got to go big or you got to go home. You can't. I don't know. Jeremy asks, is Mr. Pop Pop making an appearance tonight? Absolutely. I'm hoping my grandkids are here. That's usually the plan. They start milling around. It's still daylight, thank God. The thing that freaks me out about Halloween is that people forget that there's kids everywhere. And they just drive too damn fast. Now, what I'm saying right here, this is what old people are supposed to say. You're supposed to say, "Ah, slow down, you're driving too fast. Get off my lawn, rawr." But it's true. I mean, I see it when I'm walking the dogs. And I'm like, I just get out of the way. I go walking up people's lawns just to get as far away from there as possible. But that is definitely an old man thing, and I'm all about it. Growing up, Mom would, like, take me out. And then we'd go to like three houses. And she goes, "Okay, let's go home." I'm like, "You got to be kidding me. There is no way I want to go home right now." She just wants to go home and drink Reuniti wine and smoke Merit cigarettes and listen to Neil Diamond and pine about my dad. I'm wearing one of those plastic masks. Like that Steve Miller wore on the cover of The Joker. And, you know, after one house, your face is totally wet from sweat and it stinks. It smells like toxic plastic. You can feel the brain tumor growing in your noggin. You convince Mom, you got to let me out. Let me just go out with my friends. You don't need to do this. And she gets all pissed off and finally agrees. She relents. And then I'm gone. Thank God. Freedom. And then it's like, we're out late. Everybody's shut off their lights. We're still saying trick-or-treat at houses. People are getting pissed off when they open the door because it's over. And we're still going to homes. So much candy. Bring it home. And we're ready to start eating all of it. But this was the time when there was some nonsense. I don't even know if these were real stories. But I remember when I was a kid, they said that there were stories going around that there are razor blades in candy. And I think there was some type of incident. I don't recall exactly. But there was some incident that took place. I vaguely remember this. Where somebody had taken those, like when you buy Tylenol and it's those capsules. Someone had managed to open up the capsules, dump out the medicine, and put cyanide in the capsule, put it back together, put it in the container, close the container, and put it on the shelf. Now, I don't even know if this is 100% true. But I remember vaguely it was, and then that's what led to the tamper-resistant packaging on those things. So all of that was happening. So we were, scared for our lives that we were going to get killed either by razor blades or cyanide. Yeah, this happened. Holy fuck. I thought for a second there was just an urban legend. The Tylenol cyanide crisis was a 1982 incident where cyanide was laced into Tylenol capsules, resulting in the deaths of 7 people in the Chicago area. Johnson & Johnson immediately recalled 31 million bottles. They also developed a new tamper-evident seal and returned the product to the market, just as I remembered it. My God. And the Tylenol cyanide crisis led to the adoption of tamper-proof packaging for over-the-counter medications. So prior to this, there wasn't, you could just open it up and like jizz in it and put it back in there. Nobody, it was no problem. You could literally open it up and then do whatever you want, put it back on the shelves, and people would buy it. James W. Lewis was arrested in New York City in 1982 and gave investigators a detailed account of how the killer might have operated. However, Lewis was never brought to justice for the actual poisoning. I wonder why. I don't want to look it up anymore. Okay. Maybe I do. That guy. All right. There was another investigation. Roger Arnold was a dock worker in Melrose Park who told cops that he possessed potassium cyanide. There's a lot to this I don't want to get into, but I think that guy died before it was even found. Hundreds of copycat attacks involving Tylenol and other products took place. Three more deaths occurred in 1986. Halloween. Oh, my God. Just what I was talking about. While poison candy being given to trick-or-treaters at Halloween is rare, the Tylenol incident, which unfolded in October of 82, raised renewed fears of it. Some communities discouraged trick-or-treating for Halloween, and American grocery stores reported that candy sales were down more than 20%. Of course, the old USA panic mode. Let's freak out and overreact. My God. I'm seeing a lot of references on the chat to things like, which is scarier, cyanide or razor blades? Which is scarier, losing your cell phone or dropping it in the toilet? That's part of what we talked about on Who Are These Free Beers last night. What a time that was. My God. So dumb. So dumb. Chris writes, I'm still shaking thinking about dropping my phone in the toilet or losing it. Greg did a topic this week, and Ben featured it in his clips. And it's one where, like, he kind of came up with it, and then they didn't, like, woodshop it. You know, think it through. Come up with something interesting. This was literally what he did. He would talk in a spooky voice, which just sounded stupid. And he would say, Maitland, what's scarier, a spider or a weird noise? Hey, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Found at uncommongoods.com. This is a fantastic gift site for that special someone on your list. Could be holiday related, could be birthday related, could be for you related. Or just because you're awesome to that someone special. We're talking about amazing gifts that Uncommon Goods has scoured the internet for. From artisan crafters and people that make cool stuff that you want. They describe it as, give a gift that sparks joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They will feel that way when they check out what you have taken the time to discover at Uncommon Goods. There's all sorts of different categories for you to shop. food and drink, gardening, pets and animals, reading, sports. Like, for example, I click on sports and I'm just checking out all these amazing gifts that somebody would love. Maybe some decorative coffee mugs or shot glasses, things like that with your favorite team's logo on them. All sorts of fun books related to sports. The list goes on and on. I mean, seriously, you can scroll for hours and hours and just see some amazing things that you could get somebody for a gift, because that's what it's all about, you know? And to make it extra simple for you, I can give you 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. I can't stress that enough. This is awesome. Start your shopping at uncommongoods.com.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
And then she has to, like, say, like, spider or weird noise. And then he goes, wow. And then there's silence. It's awkward as shit. And then we come to figure out that he's thinking of him on the fly. And he actually says, hot wings, what's scarier, losing your phone or dropping it in the toilet? And then Steve goes, yeah, I don't think either of those are scary. I think it's, and he interrupts, goes, it's scary. That's what we're doing. We're sticking with scary. It's spooky season, Steve. Ugh. We had a fucking field day with this. And while it's going on, no one in the room is into it. They're all like, it's such a clunker. So bad. You see, they need someone there who is of age, who can actually be a producer. Everyone there is a producer in name only. You have to have someone going, no, no, pump the brakes, move on, do something else. That should never have happened in the first place if they actually prepped a show. And when I say prep a show, that doesn't mean Greg reading Delicious Audio or Wise Brothers, whatever the fuck that thing is, and then just writing down their bits. And then no one finds out about what the bits are until Greg prints off copies and gives it to him 2 minutes before the show starts. Idiot. You need to get back to the basics and have a goddamn meeting about what you're doing an hour before. so that someone can say, yeah, there's not enough for the what's scarier bit. We got to fucking come up with something to make this a better bit, because that on its own is not enough. All right? We're not thinking things through. You're just bad at this. Corey says, didn't he used to actually try? Yeah, I don't know how to describe how things got so off the rails. Because, honestly, if they did a good job and I listened to it and went like, God, I can't make fun of this. It's fucking great. There's nothing to make fun of. But until then, and that's not going to happen, fuck, I'm just going to play the hand that's dealt. An amazingly effective hand. The fact that now on this show, we are taking their show and making what they are doing entertaining because of how not entertaining it is. It's fucking great. Matt, who was on fire last night, wrote, the nose has fucked the funny out of free beer. Yeah, you know, you can say what you want, but at the end of the day, Greg's better half loves fucking. And she is so upfront about it. Like, she'll introduce herself. Hello, I'm the nose. I love to fuck. Oh, hey, nice to meet you, nose. I'm telling you, I actually believe Greg when he says that all of the past year, he was able to batch 390 times. That is the most interesting thing about that show. That Freebeer's wife loves to get porked. Linda says, if she was not that way with Coleman, then we know that she's doing Greggy for the money. I don't know. Greg might have a huge cock. Kenny says it's BS. I don't think so. Holy shit. Yeah, there was a lot going on that show last night. There's a bunch of great comments that I've already forgotten about. I wish I could read because I'm stupid. Oh, I know what it was. Chris writes, they made listeners talk in spooky voices this morning when guessing Deca Smash. That's actually more prepared than what's scarier, that segment. I actually got a text from Chris today, Chris K himself. At 6:14 this morning, Chris wrote in to me. He texted a tease that happened on that show. Quote from Freebeer. Coming up next, what is the best sandwich of all time? What? I'm curious if you heard any of that. What? How did that unfold? Didn't one of you say? Tofus says he's getting ideas from AI. Bob said what was scary was Greg's inability to say Uncrustables after being corrected multiple times. Well, if you think about it, the word or the name of the product, Uncrustables, features the letter U prominently. And Greg cannot pronounce the letter U. Talked about this. Usually, to Greg, is usually. Quarterback is quarterback. True story.
Usually a student. I guess it's 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 usually.
Usually. I guess it's usually a student. Motherfuck, Greg. Come on, man. Seriously. If I said that word so fucked up, I don't know how hard it is because he keeps saying, I can't do it. I can't do it. And it's like, no. You're just choosing not to do it. You're choosing not to figure it out. I don't believe you when you tell me you can't do it. You're just not trying. Usually. Not usually. You sound retarded. Do you want to sound retarded? No. Then don't say usually. I can't help it. Okay, now we're back to square one. Yes, you can help it. You're just not trying. You have a speech impediment. I have one. You have one. Words that begin with M, like mechanic, multiple, math. For me, I would go, I'm not kidding you. I went to a speech therapist for a stutter. Asshole. God damn. You know, what's interesting, as we get started here, as Sleepy Batusi says, oh, hey, Zane, I was just watching clips of you on Who Are These Podcasts. Oh, that's great. Thank you so much for being part of Who Are These Podcasts. Thank you. It's funny because it's interesting because I just talked about how Greg said, what's your favorite sandwich? Which just sounds ridiculous. But maybe he's onto something because I'm looking at all these dumbasses in the chat and they are now having a debate. Here I am fucking spilling my guts every goddamn day and they are literally taking Freebeer's stupid goddamn comment and running with it on the chat on my show. Obviously, I'm doing this all wrong. He's right. Chris is now laughing his ass off. Look at that. Oh, I say a Reuben. Oh, I say a Cuban. Reubens are overrated. No, I like grilled cheese. What a bunch of dicks. Unbelievable. Tophus says sandwich talkers are asshole of the day. Yeah, they are. Were you one of them? Were you over here talking about sandwiches? I need to know who the fuck was talking sandwiches. You know how insulting that is? I'm over here ripping Greg a new asshole for going on the air, saying, oh, yeah, I'm talking about sandwiches. I turn around, and you fucking dicks are talking about sandwiches. Jeremy Cock. Let's see. Go Blue 0052. Fuck off. Nick in the arena. Eat my ass. Jeremy again. Fuck off. Bob talking about Euros. Drop dead. my God, you fucks. Linda says, yup, sandwich talk it is. Sleepy Patusi, LMAO, whoa, 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 whoa. Sandwiches are okay to talk about, but not as entertainment. Well, not with these losers. These losers need to fucking ban themselves for the day. Nick says, next topic, is a Euro really a sandwich? I mean, that's in my fucking face. Here I am insulting free beer about, hey, what is the best sandwich of all time? And my audience knifes me and they start talking about sandwiches like it's entertaining. All right, that is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue one last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.